Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Kurzweil 1000 verbosity settings. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to demonstrate Kurzweil 1000's verbosity settings. I should mention that this feature is available in Kurzweil 1000 versions 9 and later. To do this, I am first going to go into Kurzweil 1000.
Desktop folder.
What these are, as the computer is thinking, are it's similar to a sound scheme with JAWS in that it is like you can either have the computer say a sound when an event occurs, speak a message when an event occurs, or do nothing when an event occurs. And there are specific events that trigger specific sounds, messages, or silences. Now that was just one of them. We heard a little piano musical thing. That was the start of Kurzweil 1000. And you can also tell it to say a message when it starts. I'll show you how to configure some of these.
Settings, voices.
First, let me slow this down just a little bit.
Review or change reading voice settings.
Message voice. The selected voice is Neo. Pitch 10. The speed is
225.
The volume is at 100%. Test. Okay.
Okay, I changed one of the voices. You have a system voice and a reading voice, and I changed the system voice since that's the one we're going to be using. Now, to get to the verbosity settings, we are going to go into settings with an Alt-T.
Settings, voices, restore settings.
And we're going up the list because we can get to it faster that way.
Backup settings, delete settings, load settings.
And that little ding-a-ling is indicating a submenu.
Save partial settings.
Or a dialog box.
Save settings. Conversion. Verbosity.
There we go. Verbosity. Now we are going to hit enter.
To modify the system response for starting Kurzweil 1000, press tab.
And
for
we
a different event, press an arrow key.
And we are in a dialog box sort of thing. And it has down arrows and then tabs and things like that. So down on the, from our point of view, left-hand side of the dialog box, the first column we enter is a list of things you can change. So we are on to modify the response for starting Kurzweil 1000, and we tab once.
A chime will be played when the selected event occurs.
Now, if we up and down arrow, we have choices. We're on chime right now because that's the way I have it set. If we up arrow.
Message.
It will say message.
Disabled.
Or, and if we up arrow again, it will say disabled, which means there will be silence when it starts.
Chime.
I like the chime.
The WAV file that will be played is currently startup.wav in folder C.
And it gives you a WAV file that will be played if you press the tab key again after you have it on what setting you want. You press the tab key, and it says the WAV file that would played will be blah.
Browse.
If you hit the tab key again, you can browse. You can pick your own WAV file to play.
Test.
And you can test it. So let's test it by pressing the space bar. We tabbed again. There. That's the file.
Okay.
There's an OK button.
Cancel.
And a cancel button.
Apply.
Of an apply button.
Verbosity.
So, and then we're back to the verbosity tab of the settings dialog box. We got to it through the menus, but you can also get to it with Alt-T and then go into a setting and tab around. If you open up a settings dialog, it brings you into a multi-page dialog with each setting as a tab. So, this does similar things to the JAWS sound schemes. Configuration, which I'll demonstrate. It's a lot more intricate. There are a lot more things to configure in the JAWS one. But you can do it. It is a lot of work. But let's just go down the list of events that you can configure here.
To modify the system response for starting Kurzweil 1000, press tab. For a different event, press an arrow key.
Okay, so we can do that. We already know that.
Exiting from Kurzweil 1000.
Pressing the down arrow.
Switching focus to Kurzweil 1000. Leaving the menu bar. Closing a dialog box. Moving to a dialog control. Reaching a blank line. Reading past a paragraph. Reading past a blank paragraph. Top of a list. Bottom of a list. Position of an item in a list. Position of an item in a tree view. Selecting an item containing other items. Scanner progress. Scan complete. Recognition progress. Recognition complete. Page orientation information. Confidence level information. Mnemonics. Shortcut keys. Menu items which open dialogues. Menu items with submenus. Turning pages while reading. Going to a page. Reading past a chiming bookmark. Reading past a note. Reading past a link. Reading past a link to an article. Reading past a link to a website. Reading past a form field. Completion of a long recognition task. Completion of audio file creation. Starting Kurzweil 1000.
And we're back to the beginning. It just loops around. So we have all these events you can configure for. They can be silent, message, or chime. I think they have all of them set that way. And if you want, you can choose WAV files other than the ones in Kurzweil's directory. It automatically looks in a particular directory. It puts these files that you can play in the chimes in Kurzweil 1000's in the program files in Kurzweil 1000's directory, and you can find them there. If you want to add WAV files, you can do that to the directory. You have to name them specific things. This is sort of similar to the Quitter Sound Pack feature in the way you can add and delete, and you can also make it play things that aren't in that directory. You saw the browse button there earlier. So once you know how to do it, setting the sound scheme, I guess we can call it that, like JAWS, but setting the verbosity settings in Kurzweil 1000 is simple as that. I will see you next time. Thanks for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.